Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
2017 has been a devastating year for the North Atlantic right whale. 17 right whales have died off the coast of Canada and New England this year. Only 5 calves have been born. That from a report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Now, the North Atlantic right whale has been on the endangered species list since 1970. But now the total population hovers around just 450 whales. So they're that much closer to extinction. Joining me now with more is Dr. Roz Rolland, a senior scientist at the Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life at the New England Aquarium. Dr. Rolland, welcome to Radio Boston.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what is causing the death? 17 seems unusually large for such a small population. How do they die?
17 deaths is devastating for this population of highly endangered whales. We were unable to examine every single carcass, but every carcass that was examined was killed by human activities, in particular, either being hit by a ship or entangled severely in fishing gear.
I see. So boat strikes or fishing nets. Okay.
That's right.
Can we talk about the flip side of things for a moment? Is the birth of only 5 calves unusually low?
Yes, it's incredibly alarming for an endangered species. So we figure there are approximately 100 females of reproductive age in this population. And with a birth rate of, that should be a calf every 3 to 4 years, we should be seeing about 30 calves born every year. So only 5 is just very alarming. And obviously with 17 deaths and 5 births, it's not a sustainable situation.
So it's the worst of all worlds then for the North Atlantic right whale then, getting squeezed on both ends. What was different in 2017 that we know of?
Well, it seems as though actually starting in 2010, the pattern of the habitat uses by right whales has shifted. So places where we used to see a lot of right whales, like the Bay of Fundy, many fewer right whales were going to those habitats. And many more right whales have been going up to the Gulf of St. Lawrence. And this year in particular, a lot of right whales were sighted up in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, more than had been seen previously. The thing about that is that we had measures in place, for instance, in the Bay of Fundy, to reroute ships to try and protect right whales, whereas none of these measures have been put in place as yet up in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, although the Canadian government is actively looking at instituting some regulations.
Mm. Well, so let me just ask you in a little bit more detail. I mean, are the whales following the food? Is that why they're going further north?
That's right. That's what we think. So right whales eat this little zooplankton about the size of a grain of rice called Calanus finmarchicus. This organism likes cooler water temperatures, and we know that the Gulf of Maine has been warming faster than almost everywhere else on the planet. So what we believe is happening is that the right whale's food source is headed north, and right whales are following the food, and therefore it's taken them into areas where they're not as well protected.
So just to reiterate something you said earlier, and I hope I'm not oversimplifying things, but climate change is part of the picture here.
Well, that's what we believe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in terms of going back to the ship strikes and the boat strikes, though, I'm a little confused because, right whales are already on the endangered species list. And aren't there regulations in place already in the United States about the distances that boats have to keep from the whales?
That's correct. Yes, by law, nobody can approach a North Atlantic right whale closer than 500 yards. However, right whales wander all over the place. They don't stay in areas that we have designated as habitats. And there's a heavy amount of ship traffic up and down the eastern seaboard when you think about all the ports coming and going. And the Gulf of St. Lawrence is like a superhighway for ships. So it's impossible to control the situation completely. Some of the measures put into place in Canada and the U.S. previously have been very effective, slowing down ships when right whales are present at the times of year where right whales are present, some rerouting of shipping lanes away from areas where we know there are high concentrations of right whales. And so there are, solutions in hand, and we need to expand those protections to the areas where we're finding right whales now.
I hate to be too much of a downer about this, but the reality, as you've been saying, is that there are 450 of these whales left in the world, right? And I'm seeing that maybe only 100 breeding females, even with all the protections in place. Is it a kind of a dark future for the species?
Well, we are at a critical point where changes need to be made immediately to if we want to save this whale. This year was particularly bad, and we just can't afford to have too many years like this, or we will no longer have this species on the planet.
So, then what more would you like to do to protect them?
So expanding the protections in terms of shipping that I was just describing, slowing ships, rerouting ships in habitats like the Gulf of St. Lawrence, where right whales are now appearing. But the most common cause in recent years of deaths of right whales has been severe entanglements in fishing gear.
Uh-huh.
So we need to find a way that fishermen can fish and right whales don't get entangled. And both the fishing industry and many scientists, including my colleagues, are working actively on that.
Yeah. You know, in the last minute that we have, I remembered the long history, right, that the North Atlantic right whale has with humankind. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's named the right whale because in the age of whaling, it was a prime species to go after because of the oil that the whales make naturally?
That's exactly right, Magna. It's the oil was derived from the blubber, right?
Yeah,
whales have very
right.
thick blubber layers. And it also was the baleen, which are the plates, comb-like plates that right whales use to strain food out of the water. Those were used before plastic came around. They were used as flexible material like plastic. So basically, humans have been the problem for right whales for thousands of years, really. And they're very resilient animals. If we give them a chance to bounce back, I think they will.
Well, now they have fishing nets, ship strikes, and climate change to add to the list of the pressures on the right whale. But Dr. Roz Rollins, senior scientist at the Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life at the New England Aquarium, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this latest challenge that this critical species faces in our waters. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Meghna.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.